Okay, a couple of things. So, there's a Shem, we have this today's packet on Bridges Garden, we have another one, packet Chess. And then we'll see how, you know, there will always be time to have the Bechina, so, things out. Bez Hashem, Sunday, Tuesday, a week from Tuesday, we have our Chanukah Masiba, 12 o'clock in the upstairs, where we have it every year. You know, I always say the Chanukah Masiba is usually 1 hour, from 12 to 1 or so, but it's a quality hour. I also want to recognize the engagement of our cover, Jeremy Roush. But we, after much deliberation, we decided to wait for the singing till tomorrow due to the old amp. Hopefully we'll have tomorrow that we don't have today necessarily. So you have to remind me that you shouldn't forget to sing tomorrow. The topic that I'd like to talk about today is Netilas Yadayim for Birkas Kohanim. You know that we're all familiar with our going to shul on Yom Tovim, that the Levim always wash the hands of the Kohanim for Netilas Yadayim before Duchanim. So where does that come from? So the Gemara says in Sota on Lamed Tesa Min Aleph on page 1. Remember Yeshua ben Levi kol kohen shelo notal yodav lo yisos kapov. That if a kohen was not notal yodav, he can't duchen. Shenema sui deichem kodesh vorchus Hashem. That you have to lift up the hands in Kedusha and bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Suyi Deichem Kodesh, Baruch Hu Hashem. If you look in the Tosfos, he says, "Kol koyin shelonot al yadav perishri." Normally, Rebbe, "im not al yadav shacharis v'nitar koyin ain't tzarich lit al yadav k'sheol al duchen." He quotes there. The Rashi says from his Rebbe that if a kohen washed his hands in the morning, so maybe he doesn't have to wash when he goes to the duchen, because he already washed in the morning. Some Talmud wrote that. Shari ein l'shono mashma kach. It's not mashma, it's the lashon of Rashi. Because if you look in Rashi himself here, Rashi writes, so it's mashmah according to Rashi that you have to, the Kohen has to wash his hands right before he goes up the duchen. Not that he could, that the washing that he did in the morning will count for that. The old, the Maisik Mark cross Uyadechim Kodesh, Uborchu, Mashmer, take it from the Tilas Yadayim, Birkas Kohanim. That as soon as you wash the Tilas Yadayim,
That's Marchus Hashem. The Mashmal Hashem, the Mirchus Kohen, the Mishtai Kro, the Messias Yadayim. The Mashmal Yushalmi, the Brachas, the Brachas, the Mishtai Kro, Be'in the Tatilis Yadayim, Somuch Lo, the Maisi Lahasam, the Mirchus Hamazim. Vach Isa, Shloshot Kifas Heim, Take of the Smicha Shchita, it says take of the Smicha Shchita, that right after the you somech yodav on the kohen, on the animal, you do the shechita. Shenem v'somech v'shachat. Techev v'latiyas yaday bracha. Shenem v'asu yideichem kodesh. Techev v'l'geula tefila. The Gemara has in brachas three things. Yeah, I think I have it here in the packet. Three things that you have to do. Techev. As soon as you do A, you have to do B. So, if you look, the Gemara in brachas, Shloshat Kifosim. Yeah, it's on page 18. Shloshat Kifosim. Take it from the Smicha Shchita. That soon as the Kohen, the Samach Yadav, and the Korban, you have to shecht it. Take it from the Gula Tfila. As soon as you say Gal Yisrael, you right away have to say the Shmona Esrei. And take it for the Tilas Yadayim Bracha. And as soon as you make all the Tilas Yadayim, then you have to make the Bracha of Hamotzi. So all these things have to be taken, one right after the other. And in the Gemara, in case of Varkim, it's Mashmir that it's referring to Mayim Achronim. That the Mayim Achronim have to be right before Birkas HaMazon. Not necessarily referring to Mayim Rishonim and Bracha meaning Hamotzi. But mashmer that he bracha ayri brachas hamazon. Miu shemidim mina the beina takeif the tilas yadayim the bracha the mishtai may kra. Whereas whatever bracha, maybe it can mean whatever bracha the pasuk's referring to. And here the pasuk's referring to the bracha of brachas kohanim, so that has to be the tila right before. Hacha Maisila Abirkas Kohen. V'od Yairi Hacha B'Shalom Notol Yodov B'Shachris Amai Nakat Kohen L'Nasiyas Kapayim. Teipu Leim Shum Divrei Torah Shetzorach L'Yitol Yodov Kizam Minim Perakam B'Debrochas Perak Beis Amar V'Chiyam Barav Avashi Zim L'Sigiyin Av Kamina Kamei Derav L'tuilam Pirka B'Sifra. He was teaching us a shir. Machdim v'kamashi yodei. You have to wash your hands before you learn Torah. V'varach manach tvil. Hadar amalei. So, and if you want to say that this is talking about that you didn't wash, of course you washed in the morning, and nonetheless, you still have to wash again. So he's saying that even though some Talmud claim that Shitas Rashi is that if somebody washed their hands in the morning, the Kohen washes his hand in the morning, he doesn't have to wash it again before Duchenin, he thinks that's not the case. Because it has to be Tekef. Tekef and Latila Bracha. So right before Latila has to be Bracha. Ushir Tekifa Ikal Ma. Now what's the Shir? How This is very important. This is halacha l'maisa, not only for Birkas Kohanim, but what's the shear for just stam? When you wash Netilas Yadayim, so how quick do you have to make hamotzi after Netilas Yadayim? V'shiyat kiva igi l'mishmat mit kiva smicha l'shchita. So he says, well, we know the din is by smichas shchita smicha l'shchita that made a pair call a psulim call a smicha so how you saw him call a nima him taken for smicha shchita chutz mizu. That all the time the halacha is that as soon as you do the smicha on the carbon, right away you do the shchita. Except for which one? Mitzora. Because by Mitzora, he's still Tame, so he can't go inside. So what they're going to have to do is they're going to have to bring the korban like outside the gate and then and let him put his hands on and then bring it in. So it's not going to be taken the smicha shchita by Mitzora. That means a pair called Psulim called Smicha Shahayusham Korani Bahem taken with Smicha Shkita, Chut Mizu Shahayusham Shar Nikdor, Shane Mitzor Yochal Likonisham, Al Makade Mahalech Mishar Nikdor at base Habit Machayim Lochashivit Kifa. So it must be that whatever time it takes to go from the Shar Nikdor, in other words, they would bring the animal to the gate of Nikdor, where Mitzora was allowed to stand, and they would bring the animal all the way there, and he would be put his hands there, and then they would bring him to the place where the korban was shechted. So that's not called kifa, because that's the one exception to the rule. Now, how long was that? That it was not more than 22 amas. Makom drishus ragli Israel. Makom drishus ragli akodim. Shekol echad hoyu yud alf amma. Because the makom of where the Israelim was 11 amas, and the makom of the Kohanim was 11 amas, so it was 22 amas. So that's the shear. Tosfos says the shear of tekef is 22 amas. Now that's That's pretty sure. How much is 22 amos? So an amo is what? So it's 6 tfachim, right? And say, let's assume a tefach is what? About 3-4 inches. So at most, say it would be 4 inches. So if it would be 4 inches, so then what? What? 2 feet. It's 2 feet. And 22 amas would be 24 feet. So how long does it take to walk 44 feet? If you walk then naturally, how long would it take to walk? Huh? How many? 10 seconds? Say 10 seconds. Yeah, we have here, he quotes here in the Sefer, I'll show you. If you take a look. The Sefer Nesias Kapayim Hilchosa. What page is that? What? 20? Page 20. He says it comes out to be a footnote Zion, if you look, the third arrow on page 20. He says, according to It's like 11, 12 seconds. So that would mean that in order to get the din l'chatchila, the tekef l'tilas yadayim bracha, you can't walk 44 feet, or you can't wait 11 seconds. So that's going to be very hard to fulfill, because how many people wash the tilas yadayim and make the bracha within 11 seconds of the tilas yadayim? So that's why, you know, when you go to weddings and you have the motzi there right near, then you can do it, right? Yeah, especially now that the little rolls they have are shleimus, right? But a lot of times they have the little balls. The little balls are shleimus. So if you make a motzi on that, you can get it right away. You get it to 6 seconds. So we have to see. In other words, how is that going to? What's going to be more? So let's wait for that. Yeah. Yeah, I think it's a great thing. If they have a little shleimus, it's a good thing. Even if they don't, it might still also be good. But if you want to be mekayim this din, just take it from the tefillah bracha. See, some have another way of doing it, and that is to not to dry your hands till you get to the seat. And that's always so comfortable, you know, like you're walking around, you're meeting all the people. What? Right. No, so we mean like this, that you won't dry your hands till you get to your seat. Right. And then you'll make a motzi right away. That's very. But it's not so posh, because Meigar did once, if you use a revius of water, then you know there's going to be a fee of nigluf. I mean, we're knowing always to do nigluf. But Pasha says once there's a revius of mine, the masachas, that there's could be there's no chiv nigluf bigger than din. So then the whole idea is that you're doing it to, you know, because of the nigluf, and really to finish the teal sedai, it's not a real chiv nigluf. So then it's not so Pasha, you can just push it off like that, push off the bracha like that. So it's much better if you were to make the motzi on the pieces over there. Well, the shal is if they don't have full pieces, so then, but the minhag could be recently they have those things, little balls. Of course, this is not likuva, but it's still a din. It's a din. Let's look inside in the. Let's look in the Shulchan Aruch in two places. First, let's look in Hilchos Nesias Kapayim, page 9. The Shulchan Aruch says, Afal pish notlu hakonim yideim shachris chozim notlu yideim an haperek shuchi beyad vazroa. Even though you wash your hands in the morning, you still have to wash again the kohen. A levi yotzig mayim al yideim, and the levi pours it. Look at the Rome quotes, Sifkat Vav, in page 9. minig Mitzrayim in Egypt, Shachris Einu Notal Yadav, with a Musaf Notal Bishum Hesach Hadas. He quotes that the minig in Egypt was that when Kohenim were Duchen, both by Shachris and by Musaf, so by Shachris, they wouldn't wash the Tilis Yadayim, which they already washed in the morning. But by Musaf, there's already some log of a hefsek, then for the Musaf Duchen, they would wash. But of course, obviously, even by Shachris, they wouldn't fulfill Peker from the Tila. Now, if you take a look down on page 10, Halacha Zayin. If not on a Kohen Yod of Shachris, a Berich on Latil, say, Daim, lo yachzo, the Vark, Shanot al Yod of Lusias Kapayim. So it's interesting that the Shulchan Aruch writes that if a Kohen washed the Tilas Yadayim in the morning, like a normal Jew would, and he made Al the Tilas Yadayim, so he's not going to make another Al the Tilas Yadayim when he washes his hands for Birkas Kohenim. Right? That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. If not Al Kohen Yod of Shacharis, and if Birkas Al the Tilas Yadayim, lo yachzor levarech, Shanot al Yadav Lanasias Kapayim. So says the Magen Avraham, test. Berach al Latilas Yadayim Igla Meida, Kavalei Lameiver Bekitzer, Dein Mevarachim al Latila Zu. Why does he say, it's Mashma, that there really is a Chiyav? But Mamshach, if there's Chiyav, so how is he Yotzei with the bracha he made in the morning? If there's no Chiyav to make a bracha, just say, you don't make a bracha on this Latila. There could be that the din that he doesn't make a bracha is only if he didn't touch a place that was dirty. But maybe in a chanami, if he touched a place that was dirty, even though he made the bracha in the morning, maybe you should do another Tilas Yadayim with a bracha for Birkas Kohenim. The Reator of Rashi Chosvu Tzarech Tekev L'Tila Bracha. Right, in other words, Shalom. It says to look on page 1 of the packet, Rashi, Shalom Notol Yadav, Lifnei Aloso Luduchen. So that's Mashma, that you have to do it right away. Mamish Lifnei Aloso. Kol Kohen Shalom Notol. Right? Because the Rashi that Tosas quoted says you could even do it in the morning, but Tosas said that was just done, that some Talmud wrote that. But the real Rashi is that you have to do it right away. So if you hold that you have to do it right away, so it means that you're not going to be Yotzei with the Matila in the morning. So the Magen Avraham writes he thinks that this is a chiv netilas yadayim. So if it's a chiv netilas yadayim, you really should make a bracha. Just like if I wash my hands in the morning when I woke up and I made the netilas yadayim, now if I eat bread, I'm going to make another netilas yadayim. So he feels that make your adin. We don't do this, but a kohen when he's going for duchen should make another netilas yadayim on the duchenin. This is a real chiv. It's in the Gemara. Kol kohen shelo natal yadav. Not allowed to go up to Duchen. So if you didn't get your hands dirty, so maybe it's far to say that you can still be yotzei within the teal in the morning. But say you clearly you went to the bathroom since then, or you got your hands dirty, whatever. So he thinks for sure, but Magen Rishon Ma'aseh says Shalom Nogim King. It's not the minute. They call for Yerul Yichar Yishmor Yodah B'Shasa Nitzvos Hashach B'Shleikov Malchum Amlucha King Nerali. So he says so. Therefore, a Kohen should be careful not to dirty his hands before Duchen. So this way. Won't have a problem that he's supposed to make a bracha. Then he says, "Also, lishoski dekhil chab beiz amba, bein betila lebracha." That's our lito. Some of them say, "And hazam lo yerech mitzay." So this Magen Avraham is very interesting. That he should do it right before mitzay. When he should do the betila today. Even though they point out, we'll see in the Prima Gadim, what does it help you do it right before it's said? I mean, what's the deal? The Kohen go up, as soon as the Chaza says it's said, that's when they start walking. So they have to do it right before it's said. So we take it, but the Bracha is not until much later. The time it takes to say it's said, Shay Hashem Elokein, the Mokhtay Shol, the Simos, the Mashem, it's more than take it. Unless he says, just thinking that.
As they start to walk up, it's the beginning of the.
Yeah, so maybe you have to say that, like what we said before, from what we were discussing before, that the Birkas Kohanim has to be together with the carbon. So it's, I would say it's like the tefillah that we're makshiv our tefillah to carbon. So maybe that's the idea. That I would say is considered like the tefillah of Birkas Kohanim because Birkas Kohanim is coming together with the carbon. I would say is the. We're saying Hashem should, like we said from the Rav, we say Sarah Alecha Asir Seinu the Olam the Korban. In other words, we're saying is a time that we're speaking about that a tefillah is like a korban, it should be like a korban. So maybe it's enough that you can have takeif of the tefillah. As long as you do it right before it's say. However, if you look at the Prima Gadim, on page 11, he writes an unbelievable thing. After Kohen Yared V'Chared, he told me Yad. V'Chakach Ba'amdo L'Duchan, he told Sheinus. That's not going to be so simple. That he's going to wash the tefillah yadayim before he goes up, and then on the duchen he's going to wash again. So this way, he's going to make sure to wash the tefillah yadayim right before he says Birkas Kohanim. But no one does this. The Lord Isi Nogim came. We got Yesh Chashash Yura. Let's just take a quick look at how the Rambam presents it. How is it presented in the Rambam? So again, Let's start again. The Gemara says in Sota Lamites Amar Aleph that Kol Kolhein Shalonot Al Yodav Lo Yusos Kap. So it's a Chiv Natilas Yadayim. And Tosa says, Rashi says it has to be right before. And Tosa quotes another Rashi that says even from the morning is good. And then Tosa says, that has to be takif. Takif of the tilim bracha means that anytime you have to do an atilas yadayim, whatever bracha you're making, it should be the tilah should be takif to that bracha. So birkas, so when the bracha is hamotzi, so takif to hamotzi. When the bracha is birkas kohanim, so takif that. So that's what Tosis is machadish, that you have to do it. You can't walk Kav Beis Amma, and we'll see also so that you shouldn't have the pause of Kav Beis Amma in time. So what does the Rambam say? Rambam says on page 3, what do you see from the Rambam? So let's look at the Beis Yosef for a second. On page 7. Look first at the Torah. Yitol Yodav Yivarach Al Atilas Yadayim. Chosav Haramam should certainly tell out a perek, Kimo Bavoda. So look at the Beis Yosef. Yitol Yodav perek Milun Emar Mar Yeshua Ben Levi Kol Kol Shalom Otol. Haramam Chosav Shisha Dvar Mamoni Rasiyas Kapayim. That 6 things prevent a Kohen from the Tilas from the Rasiyas Kapayim, and one of them is Tumas Yadayim. So the Beis Yosef wants to be bedayek that Tumas Yadayim Ketz Kohen Shalom Not Tol Yadav Lo Yusas Kapov. Mashmi Midvarg Shiyadav Tumayus. But if you he wants to, Beis Yosef wants a claim that could be Shita Sarabim is if you wash the like the Rashi that Tosas quoted that if you wash your hands in the morning, then you wouldn't have to do it under the Tilas Yadayim. Mashmi Devar of Kshayod of Timaeus, Kigon Shalonotal Shachris, Kummer, the Tsar Klito. Kayim Notal Yod of Shachris, Baby Odeelahem Shum Tuma, Ein Tsar Klacht Tsar Ula Notlon. The Locate Havel Elim Rafa Pisha, Ein Yod of Luchlochus, Baby Odeelahem Tuma, Lo Yisus Kapov, Achito. Because he should have used the same Loshen by bread. The Rambam writes that even though you don't know any tumah in your hand, still you have to wash again. And by Nesias Kapayim says tumas yadayim. So as long as you wash your hands in the morning and you don't know of any tumah that came on you, so then it's okay. But Rashi is the one that says the losha lefnei aloso meducha. You're asking why is there a din of takeif lenatila bracha? I don't know. I guess we're afraid that if you don't do it right away, then it'll come to drag on, and then you know. So they instituted that it should be takeif. That's a das, or it'll get dirty, or something like that. So if you look at the Pri Chadash Rabosai on page 12. So he quotes the Beis Yosef that the sheet of the Rambam is that you don't have to wash again. Then he says, but then what's the chiddush of Netilas Yadayim? Was did you have to wash your hands anyway for davening? So if you had to wash your hands anyway for davening, so your hands will always be washed. And once you're davening, you're going to say Birkas Kohanim in the davening. So he gives a teretz that if, say, you didn't have any water, so, but the evidence for Kriya Shema, you could just, well, for Tefillah, you could just rub your hands on something. But for Birkas Kohanim, that doesn't work. Because Birkas Kohanim is, the Chiv Netila is even greater. If you look in the Eshel Avram of Buchach on page 13, so he quotes that, you know, the Magen Avram says the din of it has to be takeif. He says, "Ein nogim kmo shekosav Magen Avram." The minhag is not, I mean, to makpid that it has to be so close. The minhag is that Kohanim wash again, even though they wash in the morning, but it's going to be more than Chav Beis Amma. Al pi anog yesh bebracha shel vei birchas kohanim shi Chav Beis Amma al pi rov. And then he says what Josh Weinberg said. V'nerah shekavonis ha. Hatkifu raklakiris ragleim lilich lebracha. But that should be. In other words, as soon as you wash, you should be walking towards the bracha. That's also not so pashut. Because if you have 10 kohanim in the shul, so the first kohen washes, it's not going to be up to ritzei yet. It's going to be more than takeif even to the akiris raglayim. So even that's not going to be pashut. Even that's not pushed. Okay. Now we'll get back to the takeif angle. You want to look at the Radvaz on page 14. He discusses it. Shayla made a dicha dainty become mashakosav a tour. Shakona olala duchen yitol yada vivar. See the tour. You see, we should look at the tour. You have the tour here? Look at the tour. The packet. On page 7. Look on page 7. He says, "V'yitol yadav yivarach al matilas yadayim." It's a beferish tour. The Torah, right? We're not knowing this, but the Torah writes beferish that Kohanim should make al matilas yadayim when they wash for Birkas Kohanim. So they asked the Radvaz, what's his opinion? Tshuva. Rosh HaKosov she'ein ha-mitzvah v'divei tzorv v'adai leysa. Sikh da'adu mehem tzvikim hem atilu v'asol lo losu duchan ha'chi yitol yodav. Mitzvah sasei l'chadis yodav shas avoda. Rikas konim is avoda. So he thinks it's pashut that you have to wash your hands with a bracha. But Tosis says you need right away. It's Ryan, we saw the difference between Shacharis and Musaf. That by Shacharis they didn't, and Musaf they did. So we should look at this. Today's your test kiss wave. Oh, so we should piece from the Shulchan Aruch Harav, page 15. How many people here learn Shulchan Aruch Harav? Your test kiss wave. You learn the Shmaso, page 15. What does the Shulchan Aruch Harav paskin in this? So let's look at the test. So he says that the question is, why don't we follow the Torah? The Torah says you should make a bracha for this natila. So he says, because since some opinions say yotzei with shacharis, maybe the Rambam, so therefore minig is not to make suffik brachas l'hakel, and then he quotes yesh makom which nogim between the shachmas and notlin musav notlin. Then he says, even for Musaf, we don't make a bracha. Even if there was Hesach Hadas, because maybe Hesach Hadas doesn't require a bracha for Birkas Kodim. But he says, if you know for sure that you touch something dirty after the Tilas Yadayim in the morning, so then for sure you have to make another Tilas Yadayim for Birkas Kohanim. But he says, Lamaisa people are not knowing this. So that's why he says, Kohen that's Yirei Shemayim will make sure not to get his hands dirty. So he should get into the Suffolk Bracha. Okay, once we're talking about the Shail of Tekef, so let's go and look in the Karen Ayer on page 19. He wants to say that maybe there's no such thing. That in other words, the Shir Chav Beis Amo is Tosis is you know, Tosis made that up. The Gemara never says that that's the Shir of Tekef Natila Bracha is Chav Beis Amo. Tosis is saying based on the Gemara, because by the fact that the Gemara says that that the one time that they couldn't do take of the smicha shchita was by Mitzora, so that case is not takeif. So he wants to say the Karen Ora, the three lines from the bottom of the end of the Karen Ora, Yosef Nira Deinla Zashir Klal El Mitzvah Litkov B'chol Ma'ad Efshar Shalavsi B'neim. In other words, take if he, in other words, who says that we should follow Tosis? In other words, take if means you should do it as soon as possible. As close as possible that you could do it. Because Rabbi Berger made a point to me, and Rabbi Badi was masking to his point that you see, whenever you're gonna have people, one person motzi, someone else with hamotzi. So then what happens? So you're going to have more than takeif. Because like you have a bunch of people at the Shabbos table, so the first person washes, he's waiting there. And then the other people are washing. So already your 11 seconds is up. So it means that you do your best. But what about your takeif for the Tila Bracha? Isn't that a chiv at everybody? Yeah, but you're being yotze with his bracha. Yeah, but you're being yotze through Shomei Kaona with his bracha. And he does takeif, but you also have to do takeif. Okay, maybe. You take a look at the Gemara in Zvachim. On page 21, that's where the Gemara says, "Lem say they call us smicha sheyusham korani aliyah takev l'smicha shkita chut mizush ayam b'shar niknor shey mitzor yochol likane sham hashem mazim alav midam chatosu midam hashamo." So that's the Raya of Tosis. And the Magen Avraham, Hilchos Netilas Yadayim, on page 24. Hagavi im shaki de hiluch esher mishtayim ama mikri hefzik. So this Ramah is unbelievable. That once you wait, there was the amount of time of 22 amos. That's it. That's not called takeif. That's a hefzik. If you look at the Magen Avraham Gimel, Vashim Stein Lama, Atosis is so that he came with Amin Gam Mitzora, so he had taken the Smith and Shechita, Shiloya Rosha in the Kanes Lazora, Haya Somech ala Korban Lefnei Shar Nikdor, Vachaka Chayu Molik ala Korban Lemizbeach, Umin Ashar and Lemizbeach, from the Shar Nikdor until the Mizbeach, there was 22 Albus. And that, the Gemara says, wasn't takeif. Because everyone else could just do the smicha right in front of the place where they're going to do the shechita, but the mitzvah couldn't come in because he didn't become tohar until the blood, you know, was put on his body. So first they had to do smicha and the shechita. Now, the Gemara has a discussion whether Bia b'miktsas is shmei Bia. In other words, the Mitzorah was Tomei, so he couldn't go into the Azara, so he had to stay in the gateway. The question is, what if he would just put his hands in? Could he just stick his hands in? In other words, is there coming into the Azara Betuma only if your whole body is in there? Or even if your hands are in? Because if you hold that, you can put your hands in, so then maybe you can work something out, and he can just stick his hands in, and it could be, you know. So that's what the Gemara says. Unfortunately, the Mizrachim Parak may have the rights to not overview of Mixus Loshamabia. I got the Velisma Kulish Chadei Shom Eitzel HaPesach Salka Daitach the Kaimel HaKiremi the Sphere Lay Nichol Hazar Kshayra Lishchita. So once already, so he can put his hands in the Azara and then right there let them do the Shechita, so it will be takeif. Mashani Tkamil Tram Yossi, no. Dosal Ishko, Kiyim Bitsar HaMizbeach. That even if he is allowed to put his hands, it's still, they're going to have to still bring the animal to the Mizbeach, and he won't be taken. Unless you actually walk in, but he can't walk in. In other words, if you want Bia B'miktsas Ishmo Bia, then he can't even put his hands in. If Bia B'miktsas Lo Shmo Bia, then he could put his hands in. So the Gemara had a Havamina that you could shecht any place. So Havi, you can shecht any place, let him put his hands in. And then we'll shecht on that spot. That was the first question. So the Gemara says, no, he has to be Dafka Bitzad of his Be'ah. Page, I'm in the Magen Avraham, page 24. Vashna Kosel, if he might decide that the Rebbe, you can't feel him on Dabash Rabia, Mismach Lufrea Pesach. He says, but even if you hold like Rebbe, that Kol Hazar is Kshayra. You can't feel him on Domer Shema Bia. Mizmach Lufnei Pesach. Let him be Somech outside Lufnei Pesach. You know, if you're holding like Rebbe already, then, so what's the problem? Why does he have to, according to Rebbe, he can't put even his hands in. So that shouldn't be a problem. Bring the animal out to him. And then bring it right through the door. In other words, like, even if you hold Shemaybiyah's leg, you saw that right outside, and then walk right in and do the shechita.
and it won't be Chav Beis Amud. So why did the Gemara suggest that? The Gemara said that if you all be a mitzvah Shrei Biyah, then we understand there's no Eitz. Kashuli, there's Vachim Park behind the rising of Madam Rabbi Mitzvah Shrei Biyah, and you had to even smoke. The Mishkatei, Eitz of Pesach, the Sagadai, the Kaimalaki Rabbi, this really called Azar Kshir Lashkita, Mushani, the Kaimalak Rav Yossi, also Lishko Keep Mitzad of Mizbeach, Pastor Kosher, Fibu Mesam Dach, the Rabbi, that all Azar is Kosher, and Kaina Fibu Mandover, Shmei Bia. It was Gemara says, if you hold like Rabbi, and if you hold Lo Shmei Bia, then I have a sinful Eitzah. Just let him put his hands into the Azara and shecht it right there. And it won't be a problem that you'll be Kai and take it. But it's Mashma that there's only a way out if you hold a Grebby. But if you hold Bia Bibixas as low, Shmei Bia. The question is, even Bia, this is Shmei Bia, why don't you just bring the animal outside and then, so you won't bring his hands in. Outside the Azara, I'll put his hand and I'll bring it right in, 2 steps. And it should be okay. So he says from here, you see from here, Shaholach, we mock him, Koshif Efsik, a few halicha buetis. So the Mokhan Ram says that even a little bit of walking is a Efsik. Then we'll see, the Eben Prophet wants to say that's only if like you walk from one mokum to another mokum. So that's another svara to say, but if you were within the same mokum, maybe not. But he says once you walk from outside the Azara to inside the Azara, even though it's one step, that also would be a problem. And the fact that the Gemara doesn't suggest this. He goes, if you're not allowed to speak, what difference is it if I wash the TLC now and I speak, that's not proper? Even if I say 2 words for you, what's the difference between saying 2 words and walking 2 steps? Then what comes down in the Magen Avraham then?
What?
Kuma. So what's the din of Chav Beis Amud then, according to Magen Avraham? That's within the same room, or is he? Right, that's the question. Is he disagreeing with the Tosfos, or is he saying an added Chiddush? Let's look at the Machtis HaShekel on page 25. Fear Lichem Buchentis, Ratzalom came in the Makshan of Korchus Virle, that Lichem Buchentis, Mikri Hefsek, Volomatsinu Hedish, Atarts the Cholakal Abuzet, that Lomuchem Atarts the Pachas Bechov Bezama, Lohavi Hefsek. Okay, so this is a small doctor to look at this machlokus. King is not that tarts and modem is a machine. I feel how little wet is have a hefsek. Where did I imagine Mogan of Lochich? You could the army toss him his vacuum, the cork is really the little wet is a big hefsek. So he's, it's Mashmah Pashup Shad that even less than Chav Beis Amud, any walking. So that's another Raya
to the challah, the little challahs by the Netilas Yadayim. So that's, you know, like they have where the marina, and they have those sinks there, and then they have the bread. So you get the sink, the one closest to the bread. People don't know this chumra. They never learned this mugging of rum. If you get the sink closest to the bread, you won't even have to do halicha muetas. You can't even take the tilas yadayim bracha. Or if you're a Hasidish Rebbe, because Hasidish Rebbe is they bring the basin to him. That's how it works. Sometimes when my wife and I, we go to Stern College for Yachat Shabbaton, and it's like so crowded there sometimes. So what we can do is we have water on the table, and they have a little basin there. We can wash the Tilas Yadayim right there. So Mukayim, this halacha, according to Magen Avraham, not even a halicha mu'etas. So this is another raya that you should use the bread. Use the rolls. Not even halicha mu'etas. And what does the Vilna Gaon say? Let's see what the Vilna Gaon says.
Page 25. Tosis Sota, Gemara Zvachim. I am Magen Avraham Shehiksha, Lefi Saka Daitach.
No, the Feast of Dice, page 20, 25 and 26. Shalom Dasikir Rebbe, Imkin Afil Shema Bia Haleka Kavbe Zama. Vindir Shavadil Chathil Atkif Afil Psia Achas Havi Hefzik. Ela Dilir Iku Befar Shatos. Oh, so you make Shalom. The Vilna Gaon makes Shalom between the Magen Avraham and Tosis. He says that in other words, if you want to do l'chatchila, you shouldn't even take a psiya achas. But if you take kav beis ama, maybe that's even the ikuva. Right? The Tosas talk about what kav beis ama, that's the ikuva. Okay, Tosas, the Masha Tosas show, okay, Parak Akash of Kur, Rav Yosef, Rav Yudah, the Afra, Yidah goes by the name. Kav Bokam Ladina, Divrei Habagat of Ra, the Chonim. Does he say the Chathila did? Medina the Chonim of the Wat. Then even Halika Boetis. Yeah, what do you do with them? So that's what Reverend Bird was asking me. Like, whenever somebody's going to be motzi, somebody else. Right? A bunch of people be motzi with habotzi. So then you're not going to. Yeah, that would be from the kitchen. Right. You're saying it's always going to be a conflict. Conflict resolution. So, but what is the, when the Gross says Divrei Magen Avraham L'Chonim, what is he saying? That he holds what? Even one step is no good. This is problematic. I mean,
again, and the Chav Beizama, that's Likuva. And now Chav Beizama in Zman or Chav Beizama in time, in other words, do we even get in the Chav Beizama? We don't even get in sometimes. If you say Chav Beizama is in time, so then. So once, according to Magen Avraham, one step is already not lechatchila. The delay and the Chav Beizam is the delay of time. Right. And that's Likuva, where it's 11 minutes pass. 11 seconds, right. Now, the Eimek, truth be told, Rav Gershon, truth be told, that there is an Eimek Bracha, please, on page 27, truth be told. But he wants to argue with this. He says, "Leinyan shir taken from the Tila Bracha Kasva Tosis. Kedei hilu Chav Beizama. Mechein pasuk Rama. And the Magen Avraham would be a Bemiktus." So he wants to disagree. Look on page 28. Rami Asdaiti, near the Lokasha Mibi, the Vada imasmicha vashchita heim bebeiz reshuyos, kon hachash, smicha chutz lazar vashchita b'doch hazar, Vada have a hefsek, that vashini mokum, mashkos of Shulchan Aruch. Ralov vishbrech, sholach v'beiz kines, v'zatev, tzach v'mech pram shein, shum halicha b'beiz v'beiz kines, tavi hefsek. In other words, what's the Magen Avraham's Raya? The Magen Avraham's Raya was, how come the Gemara never entertained the possibility that you shecht it, and when you bring the animal outside the Azara, they'll do the Shechita right here, and then you go right in, and shecht it right over here. So you see from there that wasn't entertained, that possibility was not entertained. So you see that what? Even Halicha Muatis is a problem. So he says, no, maybe Halicha Muatis is only a problem if you're going from one location to another location. But maybe within the same room or something like that. Maybe Halicha Muatis. In other words, he's saying that the Magen Avraham is not so mukhrach. There's Cholver Yasim Shalatosis, Ein Elam Maskot, here. I have more than Rises, some of the Beat, some of them is there. We have really Moshma Bia, Mohagadim, Sidim, some of Mohavi have taken the Smith of Shvita, or they are Mishum Hashia. Again, the Smith of Shvita, I'm not going to make a bazaar, and we can go for Hashim Hefsi. Achmei Rambam, Mashmur Dalicha Atzma Havi Hefsek, Lo Mishum Hashiyah. He says, the Rambam is Mashmur, Mokum Shosomkin, Shachotim Tekim, Smicha Shkita, Mishachim Bang Mechad, Osh Shoha, Dikshu Kisim Lama, Fumit, Mokhosu, Moskar, Sariya. So, Lo Mishum Farsh Kidach, Lishna, Kisim Bar, Mark, Ahasin, Sabadam, Mokum Shosomkin, Shachim, Haim, Osu, Mokum, Tzavar.
Being taken with your bracha. The Dafka Gabi Karma, the Mitzvah Shita does as it seems, a Mokum Shita, Hino Azara, Tzvon Azara, here the Mokum Chelik, my Mitzvah Shita, came and read and presented the train of Kobus, Rapsik. Moshe came the Indian taking the tia, a bracha in him shum tnai the mitzvah of bracha. Rashaikh Umayl of Trey Mikobas Rapsik. He says like this.
He says maybe the only time that going from one place to another place is only by karbanos. Because by karbanos, even within the same room, you have to be in front of the mizbeach. So this place in the room is significant. In this room, no place in the room is more significant than another place. So it's all the same. You understand? So we're even going from one room to another. There's no significance. It's all the same. So Halif Muwattis is okay. Maybe the only time Halif Muwattis is an issue is if the place has a significance. That you definitely had to do the shechita in this place. So that place is not that I definitely have to do the tilas here and I definitely have to eat there. It happens to be my place is there. But there's no significance. Over there there was a significance, so maybe that makes it a hefsek.
Ebe Meila, there's no din of.
In other words, Halicha Muwattis, you see from that Gemara, but maybe that Gemara is only because it's of significance to the place. And what about Chom Pei Zadon? Is he arguing also Tosis? Maybe you can say the same thing by the Chav Beis Amah. The Chav Beis Amah is also because it's it's only because you have to go from one place to the other. But that he's saying the Rambam sheet is that's because the Chav Beis Amah is a din in the time. But the halicha is maybe not a hefsek. Because the halicha is only when only shy of the karbanos. But going one way, because even going from here to here, if this is the halachic place I can check, but this is not. So going to here and here is a significant move. It's a brisker for it. You know, if he's a brisker, it's a brisker. So maybe the 22 Amos is learning that's a din. What the Gemara says in time. In other words, so that time is shaykh at all places. So maybe that din, you know, he'll accept. But the din of Hiluch Muat that the Magen Avraham and the Gro on a Mechadish, that there's another din of Hiluch Muat, he says maybe that shouldn't be shaykh. Because chiluch hiluch buat is only if it's to two different places where each place has a significance. See, normally chiluch buat is not going to be a place unless you leave a building. Yes, even within the same building, within the same room, it still could be a problem chiluch buat because one place is significant, the other place is not significant. So basically, I think he's keeping the Chav Beis Amah as a sheer in Zman, but he's rejecting the Hiluch Muat. But Lamaisa, the Magen Avraham and the Gra did not reject it. Magen Avraham and the Gra said that even Hiluch Muat is a problem. So the best way is if you have your. But Lamaisa, people don't do it. I'd be interested to know what the Gra did. What did the Gra do? When you were by the Gra, what did the Gra do? Right, that's the thing. They probably didn't have. That's exactly the point. Exactly, that they didn't have a sink in the kitchen. They had water well, so they kind of brought it to the table, and that was it. They washed it with the tzitzit right there, had a clean, had a basin. That's it. And they probably passed it around to everyone on the table. So this way, you didn't have a leaf of lettuce. Ah, what about the remote to everyone? So maybe everyone had their own rolls. But I want to know what the Gra did. That's what I want to know. What the Gra himself did. What the Bhagavad, right? Because the Gra is saying that the Chav Beis Amah, that even Halicha Muwattis is not L'chatchila, and a
Shivoy of Chav Beis Ava is
what?
Sink. But you have to realize there was a time that there was no kitchen sink. You have to realize that. It was not so long ago that that people didn't have their own ovens. Like my grandmother tells us, my wife's grandmother, when you know they kept the children in the bakery and everyone had to go to get their children pot. You know, that's why people use their. That was the main function there, but the control part. That's what Rav Gelli once told me. He thought that Erevin they had in Europe because you didn't have water in your house, you didn't have food in your, you know, so you needed Erevin for today. You know, today we have other reasons. But that maybe that's the answer. Everyone had their own water. And they did it, and then it got worse. And then you didn't walk anything, and you didn't have any shahiyah. But today we're, and especially according to the Gra, I mean it's like Kufa, even the Chav Beis Ava. So we assume that. I guess we must assume like the Karen Oira, that we do our best. That's it. We're probably not going to finish this packet today, so we'll continue with this packet. I'm not finished with that. There's still stuff in the packet we still have to do, so we'll do it next week. Is somebody have their hand up? We don't have Casper.
The
question
helps
right, so Prima Gadam says you should wash Mamish. The no one does that. So unless you say like the Buchacha, you have to take it just paper from washing to going up, but that's also probably right, going to be problematic because especially in our Sikh society.
Most rituals they had in the hallway are not the they had in the
people. Right. Where is this in Savannah? The Kesher is over there. National Synagogue, Rabbi Hertzfeld. National Synagogue. The National Synagogue. What can I tell you? I have Josh Rasmich lead them. I didn't hear you. Which shul? Oh, Rabbi Gottlieb. That's why he was against the Erev Monsi. Yeah. Oh, see? What can I tell you? But what can I say? The Erev won out in the community today. You know, what can I tell you? Okay, so this is a. And then what's the Lashon HaRamah? Shoki that he looked at Zoom Steinwell and Mikri Hefsik. Okay, so I think this is a good place to stop because the nice, what?
No,
Right, so it's a... Right. So it's a different time. That, the Gra says, is Likuva. So at a regular Shabbos table today, I don't think we could... Right? But you don't see people... even Machmirim, you don't see them being... You don't see this Shita. Unless people would, you know, use the thing about not drawing their hands till... But you don't see people do that either. Josh?
There's a question on Tosfos. Why would you assume that Tavif is from Sviva? Is from Sviva, or like was like a distance from the Tavif to where they were,
No, I mean, did is, the Gemara says, Tekev l'smicha shchita. The Gemara has three Tekevs. Tekev l'ratila bracha, Tekev l'geula tfila, and Tekev l'smicha shchita. So there has to be a Tekev from the smicha to shchita. Because he's assuming that, you know, it's all the din of Tekev. So whatever would not be Tekev in one case, we could transfer over to the other. Maybe one could mechalik between the different Tekevs. Would it make sense that whatever is called Tekev in one case is and his lack of Tekev in that case would be lack of Tekev for the other? I mean, that's the assumption of Tosis. One could have said like you that you can be mechalik in each case as its own Tekev. Now, of course, if you say like the Keren Ora, like the whole thing becomes right. What page was that Keren Ora on? See, the part of the shiur, the packet that we didn't talk about at all today, and we'll have to do that next week, is the concept of the Levi, the Levi's role in washing the hands. 19, he said, so the Karen Ora would say, like Rabbi Berger thought, that you have to do your best. I don't know, he was the Mishkanos Yaakov's brother.
So Mishkanos Yaakov was a Talmud of who? Kind of a Talmud of the
So I guess Karen Ora would say today we just do our best. You shouldn't like wash your hands and then have a whole conversation and a whole. You do our best. Under our circumstances, we do our best. And that's the bit of Yishuv Ha'olam. But the poskim don't say that. The Magen, I mean, usually in halacha we give more credence to the Magen Avraham and the Gra than we're going to do to the Karen Ora. And Karen Ora is an Adam Gadol, but it's not from the poskim of the Shulchan Aruch. You don't find people. I mean, most people never went through this Indian well, so to even talk about it. But even if you do, you don't find people. Yes.
I didn't see inside
of
what I heard that the Temple said that seeing you were coming naked between watching and eating, and I actually saw him do it.
And what does that accomplish?
And I guess it's it's not going to get heavy because you're doing something. You're like, that you might
wandering. Yeah, okay, I don't know, maybe. Okay, without Mirchel Mirchel.